Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So we have a voicemail, and it's been a little while, so why don't we go ahead and listen to that, and then we'll see what else we're going to talk about.
Hello, Lummy.
Hello, Fatty.
Just wanted to call. I called a while back, and you never played it, so anyway, thank you for ignoring me, but hopefully I'll get an answer out of you this time. Was just wondering if you bought your Halloween-y candies, and if so, what were you going to just hand out to... individual pieces of the candy corn, or are you gonna actually give out the full size candy bars again, or whatever? Just let us know. It's inquiring minds, what are you gonna do with the leftovers? All right. Well, thank you for calling. Bye bye now.
Well, thank you for your.
Let's see. Here we go. Hanging it up.
Well, thank you for your call. So sorry if I missed your previous call. I don't have any unopened voicemail messages. So maybe, I don't know, something probably happened. Anyway, apologies, but it was not intentional. So to your question, we actually... When we grocery shopped this past Sunday, we decided we would go ahead and buy our Halloween candy because why not? I mean, it's that we're there at the store. They have Halloween candy. It's, you know, might as well go ahead and pick it up. And we had a light grocery shopping day, so it was a good time to spend a little extra money on the candy. And I decided, because last year we ran out so quickly, and I didn't know how many to buy. I don't know how many to get. I felt like it was probably a bad decision to buy candy bars, like whole size, whatever you call them, normal size, like the full size candy bars. Because we don't know how many children are going to be coming up, and we don't want to run out so early. But I don't want to buy 150 candy bars or something and then, you know, have to open up a candy stand to get rid of it. So we just bought the individual packages of the mini, mini stuff. And we probably bought too many of those, actually. I don't know. We'll see. Mark has already been helping get rid of some of them because he's not doing Weight Watchers. And so he's been helping get rid of some of them. And I did eat a couple over the weekend because I only do Weight Watchers during the week. But I only ate a couple because I don't want to go crazy. Even though I'm not doing Weight Watchers on the weekend, I don't want to stuff my face with a bunch of candy. So, but he has been eating some every day. So by the time we get to Halloween, he will have eaten a bag. And then we'll see how much is left after Halloween. I don't even know when children are going to be trick-or-treating because Halloween's on a Sunday. And so I don't know if people are going to be doing it on Saturday night or they're just going to, you know, go on a Sunday or I'm not really sure. Anyway, so thank you for your call. So we talked about Saturday and Sunday. We really didn't do much. I had church on Sunday morning and then we did our grocery shopping. We did our walking and we did something else. Grocery shopping, walking. Oh, and ate lunch. So we did all of those things and then we went home and we finished watching Lock and Key or whatever the name of that show is that I can't remember the name of it. And that's pretty much all we did all day on Sunday. We just kind of relaxed. Mark does laundry on Sundays, so he was finishing up the laundry. We ordered Jason's Deli for dinner, which was just like a chicken salad sandwich on a croissant, and I really wanted a salad. And anyway, so that was all really good. And we finished Lock and Key. And then we started watching MasterChef. So it was just kind of TV. And oh, I did fix a problem. I know everyone is going to be very happy about this. There was a problem with the Pride 48 bot that tweets when a new episode comes out of a Pride 48 show. Shy Yeti had noticed that we were not tweeting when he released a new episode. And I did some research, and it appeared there were some other podcasts that were also having that problem. And I was able to narrow down the problem and fix that on Sunday. And so I guess that was something that I achieved. And frog in my throat. And so that was what we did on the weekend. That was pretty much it. We did buy some pumpkins on Sunday, but we're going to carve them. We decided to wait until closer, so we're probably going to carve them Friday night and put them out just so they're fresh for Halloween. And that was it. On Twitter, I found this very interesting. There's been a lot of Gary wanted to know how to change his name on Discord, and a couple of people helped him out there. So thank you guys. Thank you, Ricky and Wes Stone for helping Gary. I think he figured it out. And then Laughing Buddha posted an article about procrastination, about how there's actually a brain difference, or they think there's a brain difference between people who procrastinate and people who don't. And I've got a brain defect. I have a larger amygdala. And also some connection between the amygdala and the DACC is not as good as people who are not procrastinators. But it gave you some tips if you're a procrastinator on things you can do. So if you're a procrastinator, here are some tips. If you don't have an external deadline, use a timer to focus for set periods. For example, 25 minutes at a time with 5-minute breaks and a longer break every 90 minutes. And it mentioned in this article that procrastination can be emotional, like you are worried about what might happen when you try to do this thing or once you've completed this thing. And I'll say at work, I had this paper that I was writing and I just had to force myself to sit down and write it because I was worried about negative feedback. And I'm sure that's part of the reason I had been procrastinating. And I just told myself, you know what? Just throw the words down on the page. It doesn't matter if they're good. You just need to get started. And that's how I was able to make myself do that. And I'm still getting feedback on it, which is a pain in the butt. But having to change things and stuff. But I was able to get it done. And I'll say the other thing. I know I mentioned that I started practicing my trumpet again. And I don't like to practice. I love playing the trumpet, but I don't like to practice. I mean, you could think of it like an athlete where, let's say a basketball player, you know, they enjoy playing the game of basketball and shooting hoops, you know, interacting with the other players on the court, the competition, winning the game, et cetera, et cetera. But the drills that they have to do, the, you know, dribbling the ball in between their legs and jumping jacks and weightlifting and just practicing accuracy and all that, you know, they may not enjoy that, but they may enjoy playing the game. Well, it's the same thing for me. I enjoy performing. I enjoy getting up on stage. I like playing. When it's something that I am able to play, I get a lot of enjoyment out of it. But when it's something that I can't, it's really frustrating. And practicing is about really going over stuff that you can't play so that you can get better. And doing exercises like drills to, you know, get better at your scales, get faster at your scales, get better at arpeggios and blah, 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 all this other stuff. But I decided, you know what, I do want to get better and I do want to continue. And so, yeah, I just wouldn't practice because I didn't enjoy the, you know, unpleasantness. And I feel like I suck when I'm practicing and I'm playing something I can't play. I'm like, oh, you are such a loser. You can't play this thing. You know, all these negative emotions. But I'd started doing just 10 minutes at a time. And I'm just doing 30 minutes a day for right now. And I'm using it to break up my work. So Work is also something like writing that paper that I would tend to procrastinate about doing things. So I'm killing two birds with one stone. I'm practicing in small chunks, but I'm also using those practice sessions as break from my work. So yeah, I think I'm implementing that. It says write a list of tasks, but break it down into smaller, more specific ones. When I was trying to unload a bunch of boxes a couple of years ago, I remember telling you guys that I was unloading those boxes, but I decided I was going to do one box a day. And that really helped. I just, no matter how empty the box was or how heavy the box was, I just did one box a day, and that really helped. Try to minimize interruptions. I don't really minimize interruptions, so maybe I should try that. And it says being busier is easier than doing the thing you're avoiding. Instead of doing a task at hand, we do other stuff. You do have the time, you just have to make it. So yeah, so I'm working on it. Maybe I'm improving. I'm procrastinating less. I'm going to be the best trumpet player in the world. I'm going to write all the papers at work. And it's all going to be great. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.